Hi, I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg, and it's my privilege to be your pastor for the day. In his gospel, Luke recounts the story of Jesus visiting Martha and Mary. Luke says that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and listened to his teaching. Martha, however, was worried about preparing dinner for Jesus and whoever was with him. Luke says that she was distracted. I know about distractions. I know about wanting things to be just right. I know about carrying out my responsibilities. Maybe you do too. A couple of weeks ago was VBS at our church, and we planned to partner with another church in Arizona through a Zoom connection. As the time came, like Martha, I was anxious and troubled about many things. I was concerned about promotion and attendance. I wanted to make sure that our sister church would have a good experience because I had made the suggestion that they start a VBS. As the time came, we made a Zoom test run, and the feedback in the sound system caused screeching and high-pitched squeals. Well, we made some corrections, but the first night of VBS, the problem recurred with screeching and telephone calls coming through the sound system, interrupting the VBS ceremonies. My worst fears had come true. Our partnership with our sister church would be spoiled, their VBS would be ruined, and I would be embarrassed for suggesting that we try it. I was looking for people to help me, perhaps commiserate with me, but everyone was involved with VBS, connecting with the children, making sure children were hearing the Word of God and learning about Jesus. No one seemed to care about the Zooming experience except me. Even our partner church said, "We're having a great VBS. Don't worry about it." Jesus said to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion." We were finally able to Zoom with our sister church, and it was great. However, I realized that my anxiety and troubled soul, my distractions, kept me from the good portion. I was missing interacting with the children, getting to know them, having fun with them, enjoying the learning and fun that they were having. You see, I thought VBS could not be successful unless it went my way, just as I planned. And while I was in my distractions, God's word was being spoken in our sister church and in ours, and the disruptions that I thought were preventing God's word were of no consequence to God or the two churches. While I was consumed with my worries, everyone else had chosen the good portion. Whenever we're distracted by our self-concerns, whenever we're caught up in worry and anxiety, we miss good things that are happening around us. We're busy preparing meals and we miss out on helping our children with homework or just playing with them. We're worried about bills and making ends meet and we give up on reading God's word. We are distracted by work and getting things done around the house and we miss out on time with our spouse. Jesus said that Mary had chosen the good portion. I wonder, are you choosing the good portion? Or like me, do you get distracted by your worries and concerns and end up getting second best out of life? Don't let your anxiety dictate to you. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are weary and carrying heavy loads, and I will give you rest." Turn to Jesus and choose the good portion. I'm Pastor Dennis Christensen from First Baptist Church of Trumansburg. I'm your pastor for the day. I pray that this will have been a blessing to you.